practice. What's it like to be a Ute fisherman?
It's good. You know, I got out there, got my feet wet. It's been a while since I've been in this type of atmosphere, but it won't take long to get used to. Good first practice though.
And talk about the competition. I mean, do you feel like your job to win this spring, or how you approach it?
I'm just taking it day by day. You know, we all talented out here as QBs as a whole. You know, we all back each other up. You know, we want to be a great offensive unit, you know, as one. So, I'm just taking it day by day, and whatever happens, happens.
So far, what's been distinct about Utah's program from your experience at Washington?
Everybody's one. You know, no matter, you know, you play D-line or receiver, you know, everybody can sit at the table and eat together. You know, it's just like a big, you know, big family here, and I feel at home. And, you know, it's been good ever since day one I stepped on campus.
What do you think you have to show these guys, the coaches?
I just want to be me, you know, go out there and play my game. Don't want to, you know, modify it too much. Just go out there, you know, play my game and have fun.
How do you feel the chemistry with your wide receivers?
It's coming along. We got a bunch of new guys out there. You know, they play a little bit last year, but this is the year for them to step up. And I feel like we're going to come along real good. You know, just keep practicing and keep throwing them the ball, and it's going to come together real soon.
How was your understanding of the offense?
Oh, it's good. It's real good. You know, just being around football for a long time, you see a lot of the same plays, just different names, a lot of the same terms and stuff like that. So it's coming along good.
Any particular way you feel like you fit into this offense, or any strength that you feel like goes well with this offense?
I feel like, you know, I could run when needed. I could, but I'm a pass first guy. You know, I'd rather throw a touchdown than run one. So, you know, I feel like I feel well in this offense and in all aspects of it.
Have the coaches told you anything about how to handle the competition?
We all won. So, just me personally, just, you know, stay, you know, take it day by day. You know, don't try to worry about what the next guy's doing. Just, you know, try to make myself better every day.
So you don't feel any particular pressure that would be different than, you know, have to perform every single day, that type of thing?
Oh, no. I've been in competition. I was at competition at Washington, so it's pretty much the same thing here. You know, just you can't get too caught up in it, because then you're going to try and make the perfect ball every play. You right. know, it's football. You know, you're going to mess up. You just got to take it next one play at a time.
How is your relationship with Brandon and Tyler?
Oh, it's good. It's good. You know, we all city kids, so you know, it's real good. We all talk to one another. We laugh. You know, we eat everything. So it's a good relationship.
Troy, did you say you were in a quarterback competition before?
Up at Washington, you know, it was a good competition up there. It didn't work out, but I'm used to being in competition. So I just tell myself just to take it one day at a time.
A lot of like fans may look at you as the favorite going in. How do you look at yourself in this competition?
I got to prove myself just as much as anybody else. No matter what anybody on the outside thinks. I'm new here, so I have to prove to everybody what I can do and show everybody that I'm ready to go.
Does Brandon right now kind of have a head start because he's more familiar with the system?
He's been here for 4 years, so you know he's good in the system. You know he knows all everything. So, but I don't really know if he has a head start, but he knows the system well, like the back of his hand. So, I just got to take it one day at a time.
For fans that haven't seen your game, can you just describe it? What kind of quarterback are you?
I just like to go out there and have fun, man, just win. I'm willing to do whatever we can, you know, win games. I don't want to, you know, try to make the perfect play or I got to scramble for 50 yards in this play. Nah, that's not it. I just need to go out there and play my game and, you know, have fun.
You probably had a choice of a few places. Why Utah?
I just felt like it was the best opportunity for me to play. And obviously, you know, being back in the Pac-12 is like a dream come true. So, I appreciate every moment of it, and it's truly a blessing to be here. And, once I seen, Pac-12, you know, it's hard to turn that down.
What did you know about Kyle Whittingham before you got here? What have you learned about him now?
He's a winner. He's a winner. You know, he's tough on his guys, and, that's good. You know, and he likes to have fun, too. And, since I've been here, you know, I'm just getting more comfortable with him every day. And, we're building up a good relationship.
What was it like playing at JC last year? A little different from the Pac-12.
Oh, right? Yeah, it's a lot different. But, it was fun. You know, I have fun with a lot of dudes out there. Santa Monica is great. It's a great area to be, great school, everything. So I have fun out there.
extra.
Was playing in the Pac-12 kind of your number one goal on picking a school coming out of JC?
It wasn't my number one goal, but it was up there. It was a top priority, you know. Coming out of JC, you know, just being down there, you want to just get out, you know, because it's nothing like it is here. I just say it like that. You know, you have fun and everything, but, you know, the food and, you know, being, it's just a lot different. So when it came to choosing the school, I just wanted to make sure the best opportunity for me to play. And then, of course, you know, being in the Pac-12, that's lovely. So I took that right away.
How do you embrace competition? You know, it's always been viewed as a really healthy thing here.
I have fun. You know, I don't really try to worry about it too much. You know, I just stay in my head and just, you know, stay positive at all times. Even when the other quarterbacks make a good play, you know, you tell them, you know, great job. You know, because we all offensive unit is one. We all want to win. So, you know, I just take one play at a time and, you know, just have fun.